Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ozzie Guillen.
That's a White Sox baseball.
Analyst for NBC Sports Chicago.
La Pantera. My main is La Pantera. La Pantera. La Pantera. No. Pantera.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second. Two out. Palmeiro. Over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series. Juan Uribe with a play. Charging it. Throwing it. And the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
No holds barred baseball opinions.
See you later. Good luck, brother. It's still making you money. And God, you know what? Your next career will be WWE. They'll be waiting for you, puppy. That's pretty soon.
Ozzie Guillen with Mullion Haw
on 670 The Score.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to the great Ozzie Guillen. And he joins us now on The Score hotline. The winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape. Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How I am? I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I'm making my coffee. I don't have a little cold, but hey, I take one day at a time and move on and wish for the best in the life.
Mm-hmm. It is really difficult at this point to continue on with what's happening with the White Sox. And it's, you know, I think there's a general disappointment among the fan base, not just with the team, not just with the manager, not just with the general manager, and not just with the owner, not just with the minor league system, all of it.
Well, you know, it's kind of, you know, I never see anything even close to happen. Last night we were a little excited. The commended mainly was put a couple of games together, very nice. Philly was throwing the ball great. He threw the ball very, very good. Well, he's one of my favorite in the group. The reason was my favorite, obviously, Crochet got the best stuff, but he's the best pitcher by Saha, by a lot. You know, this guy know what he's doing. I won the white pitcher so well back in Korea. He threw a lot of strike. Good change. You know, it's unbelievable. I think the worst thing, the thing hurt the most last night, it was see this guy wasting a great outing against a team. They're not hitting at all. All of a sudden, they put all those hits together against the White Sox.
So, Ozzie, obviously, pro sports aren't fair, so the conversation quickly goes to, how long will Pedro Grifol last? The Sox are 3-20. They're making the wrong kind of history. Will he be fired? Won't he be fired? And obviously speculation surrounds you and your name. You're the most accomplished manager in White Sox history. You're there and you see this team on a regular basis. You would be somebody that would revive the fan base in a way that not anybody and everybody can. Would you be interested in managing this team? And have you talked to the White Sox about that possibility?
No, I'm not talking to them. First of all, they have a manager, and I respect that. You know, I mean, just they think I'm the guy, and I'll be available to talk to them. It's not why say I'm better than another. I respect. I know what to say. Everything is, you know, it's Pedro's fault, to be honest with you. But, you know, the only Pedro problem you have, everything you say in the past or keep saying to the media or to the fans, day in and day out. That's why the media and the fans kind of like blame him out about what he's saying. I mean, we got to get better. We want to work on it. And at the end of the day, they don't. They not get better. They not do anything. But right now, I don't know exactly what the White Sox have in their mind. Fire Pedro, I don't know if he's going to be the cure of the problem, you know, because you can see the problem is a fundamental by everything, you know what I mean, by the way they play, how they go about the business, how they treat players. There's so many question marks out there. It's under management, right? You know what I mean? I don't know. It's up to them what they want to think, what they're going to bring to the table, what they're going to ask me about it, what they want me to do. But in the end of the day, they have Pedro. I respect that. And I really rooting for him. Of course I'm rooting for him. You know, I watched that position before. But I don't know how that feel. Not that bad. Not that bad at all. But I know how they feel when the team don't respond. Nothing at all when you're managing. And that's not easy thing to do. But, I don't blame the fans and people who want to know the manager, because in the history of the game, when players not perform the way they should be performed, they got to blame the manager. That's it. That's the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's unavoidable, and it isn't that he's doing everything wrong. It's that he's done nothing. You look at this team, and how long did it take before you decided, you know, Maldonado's really not getting it done? How long before you figure out, hey, Benintendi, you got to do something. Andrew Vaughn, we need you to do something. It's a cultural problem, right? The culture of the team is wrong. And therefore, what else can you do if not change the culture?
There's one thing about it. They spray that every day. We got to change the culture. The culture is not that good. We don't like this team last year. Well, they have two players without the pitching staff. So they have only two players, position players, out of the team, you know. It's one thing about the country. You're going to have a losing country. You know, that's the country I worry about it. You know, okay, what kind of country we're going to have? We're going to play good. We're going to do this. We're going to perform. I think it's the... It's not what they show. You know, I mean, they say every day we got to work on it, we got to address it, we got to be better. And they don't. You know, be honest, they don't. They go backwards. Put it this way: before pitching staff was way, I think. I'll be honest with you, they even know. I don't think back in the bullpen they don't know what time I'm going to pitch, what inning, what situation. Mm-hmm. That thing happened. You say. I know what to say. I hate that word when they say I got to close it by commitment, because in the end of the day, you not put your players ready to pitch that spot. And I say, Copper, you want to be the closer, and you be the closer to you, not the closer anymore. And or Copper, you are the closer spot. Wilson, you are the closer. You know, just get the guys. Mental side, what my role is going to be, what I'm going to do, what I'm going to be doing. Because every day, like, oh, we're up by one, finally. I'm going to close the game. Copa, you in the eighth. I say, oh, wow, I got to close the game. You know what I mean? It's like a confusion back in the bullpen. It's like, you got to address that and say, you know what, you're going to be the guy. I don't care what you do. You are the guy. You not save the game. Tomorrow, be ready to save the game. And create that mentality in the bullpen. What inning I'm going to pitch, when I'm going to pitch, what is the situation going to be in the game when I was getting ready to go, make sure I can read the game. I say, if this is happening, I might be the guy. If two left is coming, I'm going to be ready. Mentally, you get ready in the 6th, 7th inning, whoever going to pitch, and I don't think the White Sox have that right now.
See, Ozzy, you're speaking from experience because you've done it before, and you've done it here in Chicago where people obviously remember, and you've done it over the winter where you became only the second manager, along with Tommy Lasorda, to win a Caribbean Series and a World Series. So I'm going to ask you again, I guess, because I wonder, is there anything in the way with your relationship with the White Sox that would interfere with you becoming the manager if the job is open? I know you're being respectful of Pedro Grifol. I know we have to do that because of obvious reasons, but is there anything about your relationship with the organization that would get in the way of you returning to the dugout?
Not that I know. I talk to Jerry every time we got the team, we go to the ballpark to do our show. I talk to Jerry, I talk to Tony. I've been talking to Chris Getz about stuff. You know, I think right now, you talk about 10 years ago, I think it was a little different. Yes, it was. Maybe it was my fault, but, you know, people's fault, or a front office fault, but I would have blamed myself, put it away, make it easy for everyone. But right now, I'm talking to them a lot. You know what I mean? Just I don't have any problem talking to them. And the situation is that, you know, the situation is what they want, what they're going to do, you know what I mean? I know how baseball is now, big time. I know how baseball is now, you know, what you're going to do, what you should do, what not. But I think is that this is baseball now. It's like making a very good salad. You beat the ingredients and you put it together. Then you eat it. You just know how to eat the salad. We just don't do this, don't do that. That no work that way. You have to put, you believe in numbers? Yeah, put in, baseball has been with numbers for a long time. You only need the stats. This is the stats. It's easy to manage it that way. You know how to manage it when you can sit in the clubhouse and see guys face to face, eyes to eye, to see how they respond. Who is upset? Who want to play? You know, you can see that every day in the clubhouse. That's a different thing. Make the separation between numbers and stats than the real game. The stats will help you. Yes, of course it will help you. I was in Venezuela, and they bring me the stuff. I was laughing because I said, how, you know, one guy play once a week, guy is pitching, you know, you get different lineup every day. But in the end of the day, the kids that happened with the two runners, it helped me a little bit. It helped me a lot. I kind of get into it a little bit, not a lot, because you got to manage it with your gut feeling, with your brains, and what the scoreboard going to teach you, tell you exactly what move or what you're going to do with. The clubhouse, man, clubhouse is very important. Like I say in the show, I don't care if they hate each other. When you win, you love everyone. And when you love everyone, you're losing, you hate everyone. That's easy as that. I don't care if they're winning. I say, oh, they're happy, you know, they're okay, they're going to work every day. Well, they have to. They have to go there and work every day. That's their job. They get paid for that. Now, the work being done, yes. They're talking about it, yes. They go out there one by one, yes. But in the end of the day, what we see, what we want, is what the project on the field. And the project on the field, wow, it's sad. The project on the field is sad. Believe me, I'm a White Sox fan. Chuck is a White Sox fan. Every time we go to the show, pick the click is a pay the butt right now because everybody's not hitting. Like last night, we got excited, ready to do the show, and boom, we got to change the show in less than 10 seconds. You know, but it's not easy for us either. Talk about that group. Is they trying? Of course they're trying. Yes, there is no doubt about it. Just trying it mean nothing. Trying mean anything when you're losing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, and I think that the reality is people are sitting here and looking at this team, and they're talking about the 1962 Mets. There is a belief that the White Sox could make a run at losing 121 games. It's not that far off. It's not that – it doesn't – the math of it looks like it's legit. That's how bad they are. And I wonder about Jerry Reinsdorf, about his – where he is in his life. Does he want to be the guy that oversees the worst season in baseball history? Is that something that he's okay with? Because we're sitting here, we're talking about a new stadium, we're talking about he's willing to put some money into it and what happens in the future. What about this season? How can you actually go keep rolling out there and lose a game like you did yesterday, which, again, you're messing around with your bullpen at the end of a game? It's nonsensical. You're at a point where you got to get a win. You are desperate for winning. You have a great pitching performance. You score enough runs. You get Eloy hits one. Come on now. You just can't have it happen. And yet we're sitting here and we're talking about a team that Tony managed this team. They've ended up as a kind of a 500 team. You bring in Pedro. You lose 101 games. 101 games. That seemed awful. And this... I don't know how you get to 40 wins.
It's a funny thing, because when you fire the best manager in the history of the game, because I know Connie Mathis was the best, or Tony La Russa, I managed in the old era, new era, championships, everything. And then all of a sudden you're going to bring somebody that really, really was, the distance is very far from Tony La Russa to present. That's a lot of gap. Then last year they're supposed to win. They went south, and I know. Okay, they're missing Pantera and they're missing Moncada. But Moncada, if you talk about those guys, never played a full season, and the depth is not the depth they should have. And right now I see a lot of ball clubs where a lot of people hurt. At least. You see something? I call it. They got 7, 8, 10 wins, 12 losses, 14 losses. No, the White Sox is that every day is like, okay, today's the day. And like today, I love Crochet, but in the end of the day, the way they lost last night, you start to doubts in your mind. Me myself, I hope the ball club just forget about that one. They're not gonna forget about that one. No way. Every time, we're gonna go to sleep. We're gonna forget about this. Why we're ready tomorrow? Nah. You're a human being. You never forgot what happened 10 hours ago, 5 hours ago. You can. And you always go to see the I'm managing a play when we say, okay, we got the lead. Oh, God, the bullpen's coming. I did. I feel that way. Playing or manager, like, oh, God, finally we win the game. It's awful when you feel that way. You're a manager, you're a player. We're like, uh-oh, what's going to be next? Oh, don't make error because that's going to take us to the wrong way. Just so many things go through you. And I say that because I did play for a bad team. I'm not playing for a bad team like this one, but I did play. I play for the bad team. I play for the team. They care about it. They do care about it. They hate each other. We lost a lot of games when Franny was the first base, Robbie was the third base, Oz was the shortstop. That's pretty good infielder. But we go down and we battle, man. You know why we battle like crazy? Because we got Walter Rina. We got Walter Rina. Let's just beat us down every day. He went out and just aired us out, get better. But we got better, but we start very bad. But they need somebody in the clubhouse. Maybe they have it, maybe don't. I doubt it. To step over those guys and make them play. Just try to be a babysitter. Manage is like be a dad. You got 25 kids out there. When they not play good, you go out there. When they play okay, you go. You help it. But at the end of the day, Daddy got to get pissed. Daddy got to give it upset. Daddy got to show you guys how I feel. I know everybody have different way to manage it. Everybody have to different way to see life. But in baseball, I'm telling you, players will take advantage of you, or players will turn around, like, listen to you, but exactly they don't get it. And sometimes you got to go the wrong way. I people said the wrong way. The right way worked for me. Worked for me in my career as a manager here in Venezuela. Yes, it worked for me. I got my own way to manage it. I respect the player. I love the player. The players don't like me. I don't like them. Players love me. I love them. It's a lot of players love me. A lot. I don't know. But I see a few players that hate me. Hey, nothing wrong with that. When you manage so many years, or you're in baseball so many years, somebody want to love you, somebody want to hate you. That's part of the game. That's part of life. But I think they got to go harder with those players. Now that we're walking, we're reading, we're talking. No, that's a, it's on the field. You know, produce. I talked to Chris Getz. I asked Chris Getz. I talked to Chris Getz about Maldonado. I said, well, okay, you guys don't go anywhere.
Right.
Yesterday, good move for Pedro. Maldonado had to catch that guy. Yeah. He had to. Because he got so many, you know what I mean, I don't think Lee, he can control. This guy got a sinker, change your curveball, you know, so, like five different pitches. But the rest of the guy, fastball, slider, change your, give Lee the chance to show you, I say in the show, give Lee the chance to show you, can he be the guy for the future?
Right.
Or he can, or we got to look for somebody out. That's it. That's it. Right now, it's a perfect, perfect situation to see, okay, we count with Lee. He's the guy. Or, no. We give him 300-400 back. It's not working. We got to be prepared for the future. That's how you make ball club. That right now with Sosa, every time we bring Sosa, I love Sosa. It's Venezuela. But every time we bring Sosa, now, you know, in the future, we cannot count with Sosa. Every time go to the big league, yesterday he got like 4 home runs, 3 home runs. But every time come to the big league, not the player they want to be. You got to tell them, hey, this is exactly what we want you to do.
Would you bench Benintendi?
I bench you just for a couple of days to see what's going on.
Right.
Because now Benintendi is just not hitting. He's just throw the ball to the wrong situation, right. Not do the job when they have to move the guy over. So many things wrong. And believe me, you hear me over the years, but talking about Benintendi has been nice. You know how he played. He's a professional guy. But right now, he's lost. He's lost. Yeah. He's very lost. And Bonnie, it's come around a little bit. It's in about a little bit better, but he got a long way to go. He's even close to what he was.
Ozzy, you're the best. Thank you so much. Great catching up with you. Before we let you go, it's now time for Ozzy's Outlook, and that's brought to you by Four Winds Casinos. The winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos, with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casino, your entertainment escape. How do you see the Cubs and the White Sox games going today, Ozzy?
I like the Cubs today because they're going to pitch for Houston. He's had no win. He got 11.57 ERA. And the guy going to pitch for the Cubs is Taylor with 180 with one win. Nothing pitcher-wise, I like the Cubs. I wish I could say that about the White Sox with Crochet on the mound, the best pitcher they have. But what happened yesterday, it got me a little confused. But when the best pitcher's on the mound, I always like the best pitcher. I think Crochet will dominate the Minnesota Twins today.
Great stuff, Ozzy. Thank you.
Thanks, Oz.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys.
You too.
That is Ozzy Guillen. It's interesting. You know, he can't really come out and say, yeah, I'd manage this team.
No, but he would, and I think everyone understands that. He did not say no, and I don't think he would say no.
I don't think he should say no.
Ozzy cares about the organization. He's got a passion for the White Sox, and he's got an ability that people tend to overlook and forget that he still can manage.
312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.